Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
This is Ellen McKissick calling. I have been getting a series of charges from you, and I want you to stop charging my account. It's screwing everything up.
Can I please get your zip code?
22066.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, McKissick, M-C-K-I-S-S-I-C-K.
Okay, one second here. Okay. All right, I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address, please?
10913 Lake Windermere Drive, Great Falls, Virginia.
Okay, so let's see what it is here.
So I have not ordered anything, and I keep getting charges. Three times it was declined, $64.95.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So it does show here that you had did, or let me see, make sure this product is correct. Our fitness watch.
Yeah, it arrived as an empty box.
All right, and you didn't give us a call?
I did give a call. I tried to explain that it was an empty box. And so, and it was free anyway.
So what it was is, it was a 14-day trial, so we let you try the product out for 14 days, and then if you didn't give us a call within those 14 days, then you did get billed the full amount on the 15th day.
Okay, I did not receive the watch. They shipped me an empty box. So I don't want to be charged anymore, and I want to get off this list.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but because it is showing that it was shipped and you never gave us a call saying that the watch wasn't in there when you paid that price, the most I can do for you is I can do, let me see. I can do a $10 off that charge.
No, I don't want to pay. Why would I pay for something I never received? It was an empty box.
Yes, ma'am. It just doesn't show that you gave us a call letting us know that the watch wasn't in there.
I'm giving you a call now.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't think there was any reason to call. I called my credit card company and denied the charges, shipping charges of $5.95. So that was sent back to you. So you should have known then that something was wrong. So just get me off your list. I don't have the watch.
May I ask, where did you see the ad for this product?
It was online. It was some stupid thing that kept interrupting me to do a survey or answer some questions. So I made the mistake of answering some questions. Get me off your list. If you can't do it, you need to get me in touch with somebody that can. And don't hang up on me, please. Because the last time I called this company, they hung up on me.
Yes, ma'am. As I said before, it doesn't even show you ever gave us a call. And we wouldn't just hang up because this is an account. So it's not showing you ever gave us a call.
Well, I did. And the operator hung up on me. And then I just gave up on it. So do you understand, there's no way I'm going to pay for anything I did not receive. Clearly, you have somebody in your shipping department that liked the idea of owning a watch and stole it out of the box. So literally, the box was perfectly undamaged box, but there was no watch in it.
Okay, let's see. All right, so this account has been canceled. Okay, so the account has been canceled.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. And thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye now.